morning. I hope that you had a good Thanksgiving, that you have some leftovers to enjoy throughout the day today, and hopefully some time still to think about all that we have to be thankful for. And we've looked this week at the story of Thanksgiving. We're going to transition over to the story of Christmas. And I'm Pastor David. This is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I pray that you're, through the ministry of this program, you are growing in that confidence. You're seeing different ways the Bible speaks to us and addresses every issue of life. We've seen this week how a boy, Squanto, who had terrible things done to him, wicked things. He was taken from his family, sold into slavery, and yet God even used that event, turned it around to create this beautiful scene of Indians and Englishmen who have completely different cultures and backgrounds, thousands of miles apart from their origins, are coming together to have a feast and to celebrate what God has done. God can do things like that. He can take the worst situation and make it something beautiful. He can take your life and turn it completely around, regardless of what you've done, regardless of where your life is right now. If you turn to Jesus Christ and trust in him, he can turn your life around like you wouldn't believe. And he gives us the Bible to guide us. He gives us the Bible as this ultimate resource to show us how to live and how to succeed in life. And if something I've said this week or on the program before has sparked some questions in your mind, has made you wonder, well, how does the Bible help? How can it help me in my situation? I would advise you or ask you to please do something with that. I think God may be speaking to you. We offer biblical counseling here at First Baptist Church of Fairfax. And if you'd like information about that, you can always call the church at 803-632-3228. And we can help you give advice from the Bible, counsel from God's Word on any number of issues you might be facing in life. You can also ask a question about the program. Send me an email at pastordavid@fairfaxfbc.org. And you can find information about the church at fairfaxfbc.org. I'd like to invite you. It's Friday. Hopefully for you it's a long weekend. This Sunday, can you continue to show thanks to God? Why don't you come and worship with his people? Find a church nearby you and go and give thanks to God and worship him. If you don't have a church you go to, we'd always love to have you at First Baptist Church of Fairfax. Our worship service is at 11 o'clock Sunday morning, and I will also be preaching, as every Sunday, at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray at 9 o'clock in the morning. Just send me a question if you have any questions about that, again, at pastordavid@fairfaxfbc.org. I want to tell you about some events we have coming up. It's Christmas season now, and maybe you're on your way to do some shopping, or you're starting to get the Christmas decorations out, and I'm going to be talking in the next couple weeks a lot about Christmas traditions. Where do they come from? What should we do to celebrate Christmas? What does the Bible say about the real Christmas? We're going to get into all of that. We are going to be showing a movie next Sunday night, December 6th, at 6 o'clock at First Baptist Fairfax on the Star of Bethlehem. I'll be talking about that next week as we get ready for that. It is a wonderful video that explains some of the mysteries behind what the Bible talks about the wise men and the Star of Bethlehem. Could that really have happened? Well, yes, and I believe it did. And so that movie will demonstrate that, and we'll be getting into some of those topics in the program. Also, this Sunday night, we'll have our Hanging of the Greens special service, and we'll be doing different things for Christmas throughout the month. So, if you don't have a church home, I invite you to come with us. Well, let me begin or introduce our topic for the coming month, and that is about Christmas. And we're going to start with Christmas traditions. As you're getting ready to get the tree out and do all those things, I think it's a great thing to stop and ask, why do we do this? And the Bible talks about customs and traditions as well. It's the ultimate resource for life. So some people attack Christmas. Some people from a non-religious perspective, they just think that Jesus and the whole Christmas story is silly, and we shouldn't have Christmas trees in public and so forth because not everyone agrees with Christmas. That's one kind of attack on Christmas. But the other can come from very religious people who will say, well, Jesus wasn't really born on December 25th. It's really a pagan celebration that was merged with the birth of Jesus, and we shouldn't really have anything to do with that, and we shouldn't do anything to worship or celebrate Christmas. You'll run into that in different places among different groups. And I want to ask that question. Well, should we? Should we worship Christmas? It's not commanded in the Bible. You'll never see a verse that says December 25th shall be a special time for remembering Jesus' birth. And in fact, in different times, even in Puritan New England, in early American history, even into the 1800s, it was illegal to celebrate Christmas. And they had reasons for doing that. We'll talk about that in the coming weeks. But I want to tell you that I think that celebrating Christmas is good. And it's right. And it's something that honors God. And I would base some of my understanding of that from Exodus chapter 12, verse 24. What we want to do, though, is be careful with how we celebrate it and make sure that we're not just doing it to please ourselves, but that we have a focus on serving God in how we do it. In Exodus chapter 12, God gives Israel the commands for celebrating the feast of Passover. And this was a tradition that the Jewish people had. Every year they would have a special meal where they would eat lamb, where they would have different things. They had to have unleavened bread. And it was to remember how God brought them out of slavery in Egypt. And God says this, after he talks about the meal and how everything is to go in the meal, he says, obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants. When you enter the land that the Lord will give you, as he promised, observe this ceremony. And when your children ask you, what does this ceremony mean to you? Then tell them it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when he struck down the Egyptians. I want to focus in on there that God anticipates that when they have this special meal every year, the children are going to ask questions. God has created this special meal in order to create an opportunity for parents to talk to their children about what God has done. For the nation of Israel, it was rescuing them from the land of Egypt. For Christians who have come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Christmas represents God bringing salvation into the world and saving us and setting us free from a bondage to sin. And so, just like the Israelites had a tradition every year that helped them explain that story to their children, I think much of Christmas should be creating traditions that present an opportunity for us to teach our children about what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. In fact, that's what I hope to do in this program in the coming weeks, is talk about some of our traditions and the Christmas story itself and how it reminds us about what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. It shouldn't be all about some of the other traditions that we talk about with our kids each year that have nothing to do with Jesus, but there should be a focus on Jesus. It's an opportunity God has given us. We'll be talking about that more in the coming weeks. I hope you continue to enjoy your weekend. Until next time, remember that you can trust the Bible.